Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building an old-school ragga vocal layer that hits like a weapon, but stays out of the way of the kick, snare, and sub. We're doing it in Ableton Live 12, and the real goal here is not just to make a vocal sound dirty. The goal is to make it feel like part of the drum and bass system. Grimy, rhythmic, urgent, and arranged with intention. This kind of layer works brilliantly in intros, first drop hooks, turnarounds, and second drop switch-ups. It can bring that jungle and ragga attitude, or it can sit inside darker rollers and techier D&B as a texture that adds pressure. Either way, the idea is the same. The vocal should give identity and motion without turning the drop into clutter. So start with the right source. Pick a ragga, dancehall, or toasting style phrase that already has character in the delivery. You want accent, rhythm, and attitude. Short phrases usually work best. Drag the sample into an audio track or simpler, then trim it down to something useful, usually 1 to 4 bars at most. What you're listening for here is a phrase with a clear start, a strong consonant hit, and maybe one sustained vowel or tail that gives you something to work with. If the sample has too much going on, cut it tighter. In D&B, short vocal gestures often hit harder than long lyrical lines because the drums need space to breathe. If the sample only works when it plays full length, that's usually a sign it will fight the arrangement later. Now decide what role this vocal is going to play. Is it a hook, or is it texture? If it's a hook, keep the phrase recognizable. Let the words read clearly, and arrange it in a way that feels like call and response with the snare or bass line. That works beautifully in ragga cuts and jungle-influenced rollers. If it's texture, chop it into fragments, pitch pieces differently, and use it more like a rhythmic percussion layer. That's often the better move in darker or more techie tracks, where the vocal should add menace without stealing focus. A really good workflow is to duplicate the clip and build both versions. Keep one more intelligible, and one more chopped and aggressive. Then compare them against the drum loop, not in solo. That's important. In D&B, the best decisions are almost always made with the snare looping. Before you distort anything, clean the vocal first. Use EQ8 to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, so the vocal isn't carrying low rumble. If it's boxy, notch a little around 300 to 600 Hz. If the consonants are too sharp, gently reduce some edge around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then place saturator after the EQ. Start with a modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and use soft clip if the vocal is too spiky. If you want more attitude, you can push it harder, but watch the output level. Don't let loudness trick you into thinking it's better. What to listen for here is density. The vocal should feel closer, thicker, and more urgent. Not just louder. You want the consonants to stay readable, and the phrase should feel like it has gained weight without turning fizzy or brittle. Why this works in D&B is simple. The bass line hones the low fundamentals, so the vocal doesn't need low end. It needs presence, texture, and upper mid energy. That's where the character lives. A really practical Ableton chain for this sound is EQ8, saturator, compressor, then auto filter. The compressor should be gentle, just enough to keep the phrase under control. Think a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. A slightly slower attack to let the consonants poke through, and a release that lets the phrase breathe. You're not trying to squash it flat. You're just smoothing the peaks. Then use auto filter to place the vocal in the track. If the drop is darker, low pass it a bit and automate it open on key moments. If you want more aggression, a high pass can thin it out while making it feel sharper. You can also add a tiny amount of redux if you want extra grit, but keep that very restrained. The moment it starts sounding brittle, pull back. Old school charm is texture, not digital collapse. Now let's get the timing right, because this is where a lot of people miss the point. Chop the phrase to the groove, not just to the grid. Open the clip and line the phrase up with the drums so it feels locked to the backbeat. In D&B, the vocal usually works best when it lands just before or right on the snare phrase boundary. A useful starting move is to place the first vocal hit just before the snare at the start of the bar, let the phrase answer across the next bar, and cut the tail before it smears into the next drum hit. If a syllable feels strong but slightly late, nudge it a little earlier. If it starts to feel rushed and unclear, pull it back. What to listen for here is urgency versus clarity. The vocal should feel like it's pushing into the groove, but it still needs to If it's too loose, it floats above the beat. If it's too tight, it can lose its personality. You want that sweet spot where it feels like a proper part of the rhythm section. Now put the drums and bass line in early. Don't sculpt the vocal in isolation. Always check the full relationship. Ask yourself, does the vocal leave room for the snare crack? Does the bass note clash with the main vowel? Does the vocal feel like it belongs in the same room, or like it came from a different record? If the vocal is stepping on the snare, carve a narrow dip around 2 to 4 kHz. If the low mids are getting crowded, high pass a little more or ease off the saturation so the harmonics don't swell up too much. A successful vocal layer should boost momentum without flattening the contrast between drums and bass. That contrast is the heart of DNB. Once the core sound is working, automation is where the part starts to feel like arrangement rather than just a loop. Use auto filter cutoff movement sparingly. Keep the vocal darker in the intro, open it slightly in the build or pre-drop, and then pull it back dry when the snare comes back in. That little movement gives the track tension and release. You can also use short delay throws for punctuation. Keep them filtered, low in feedback, and tucked behind the dry vocal. The point is not to wash the phrase out. The point is to make the vocal point into the next section. In DNB, that tiny push can make the drop feel much bigger. At some point, commit the vocal to auto. Freeze and flatten it, or resample it internally. This is especially useful if you want to chop, reverse, or pitch it further. Committing early can actually help, because raga vocal treatment often becomes part of the arrangement performance. If you keep tweaking the source forever, you can lose the actual part, print it, and then start shaping the structure around it. Once it's committed, try a few simple moves. Reverse the tail before a drop. Cut one bar answers for call and response. Duplicate a word and pitch it down an octave for a heavier second drop accent. And if you're going for old school jungle energy, a tiny bit of looseness can help. A few milliseconds of push and pull can make the vocal feel more human, as long as the snare still stays locked. This is also where you stop the vocal from wearing out. A repeated phrase can burn out fast if it stays the same for too long. So build a second version. Make it darker. Make it more chopped. Remove the first word and leave just the last two syllables. Or strip it down to one repeated shout for tension before the next section. You can even switch from hook mode to texture mode in the second drop, so the arrangement evolves instead of looping. A strong structure might be something like this. Full phrase for the first drop, then 8 bars with the vocal pulled back, then a dirtier, chopped version for the second drop. That keeps the energy moving and gives the ear something fresh, without needing a new sample. What to listen for here is whether the vocal still feels like part of the groove when the bass is muted, and then whether it leaves the snare clear when everything comes back in. If those two things work, you're in good shape. The vocal should still feel rhythmic on its own, but it should never dominate the drum and bass relationship. A quick reminder, if it sounds exciting only when it's loud, it probably needs better rhythmic placement or better mid-range shaping, not just more volume. In solo, a vocal can feel massive. In the drop, it needs to behave. For darker or heavier DNB, a parallel dirt layer can be really effective. Duplicate the vocal, high pass the copy around 200 Hz, drive it harder, and blend it quietly under the main vocal. That gives you menace without destroying intelligibility. You can also keep one version dry and one version processed. The dry one preserves the word, and the dirty one gives you attitude. If you want width, be careful. Keep the main vocal centered and mono-compatible. Short stereo delay returns can add size, but the core of the vocal should stay solid in the middle so it holds up on club systems. In this style, center stability matters. The drums and sub need to stay locked. Before we wrap, let's hit the final balancing mindset. In the full drop, the vocal should probably sit lower than you think. If you can hear every syllable all the time, it may be too loud. Let the drums and bass lead. The vocal should ride above them in the upper mids, cutting through with attitude rather than volume. So here's the recap. Start with a short, characterful raga phrase. Trim it hard. Decide whether it's a hook or a texture. Clean it with EQ, then add saturation for density and edge. Use gentle compression to control the phrase. Lock it to the snare-driven groove. Keep the low end clear. Use filter movement and short delays to create tension. Print it to audio when the part is working. Then build a second version so the idea evolves across the arrangement. If the result feels rough, urgent, rhythmic, and integrated with the drums while the sub stays clean, you've nailed it. Now grab one vocal phrase, build a 4-bar hook, and make one clean version plus one dirtier duplicate. Keep it high-passed, keep it aligned to the snare, and use just one automation move. Then test it against the full drum and bass loop. That's the rebel lesson here. Keep it tight, keep it rude, and let the vocal behave like part of the groove.